Hi guys. Welcome back.
Welcome back
to Bareface Banter.
Yep. Welcome back.
I had such a relaxing day today. Such a relaxing day.
What a difference of my day.
I know.
Okay, well, what did you do?
I just got a massage.
I love that.
Yeah.
Where did you go, actually?
So there's a, well, remember the story about the monkey man, the chimpanzee man?
Oh.
The girl who got assaulted?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
I got a massage from her. Yeah, she
you
works
guys
right
do
next
that,
to me.
Right?
Yeah, we trade.
That's so nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's super nice. So
and she's in the same space as you?
Yeah, she's like a room next over. Yeah.
Does she just do like regular?
It was like a, I guess, deep tissue. I'm not really sure. Swedish massage. I don't know the difference, but she worked on like my like chest and like arm. She said my arms are super tense. She literally.
Well, I mean, it makes sense you use them all
day. That's what she said. And then she literally was like, you, like when she did some sort of move, she's like, how are we feeling? I was like, well, my arm's kind of going numb. She's like, that's not good, Miranda.
Yeah, that's probably because your nerves.
I guess I have a lot of tension buildup and then, like, the blood flow isn't as, like, I could feel the movement of the blood and it was freaking me out. It was a good thing, but she's like, we got to work more on your arms.
Yeah, no, that's no bueno.
Yeah.
And I actually do know what that feels like because when I got my car accident and then I was doing chiro and stuff like that after, it was the same thing. He would like do cupping in certain areas because I had no blood flow.
Oh my God. Yeah. I love cupping.
It was crazy. I don't know if I notice a difference. I mean,
really?
I'm sure I do.
It helps a lot for me because I get tense and it helps.
I don't know how much it helps because I was doing so many other things with it that like I couldn't attest it to just like one thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm glad you got a massage.
Thanks. How was your day?
I had such a busy day at work. You literally texted me and I felt so bad.
No, you couldn't. I mean, you responded a little bit, but you told me you were busy.
No, but because I was out of office yesterday because I just came back from Vermont.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I'll tell you guys about the story. But I got back and so my schedule was like really busy and then we had like internal meetings and stuff and it was just
Okay.
Just busy times at work.
Complete.
Good busy.
Yeah.
Not a bad busy.
Yeah, for sure.
But speaking of freaking Vermont, I could go on like a whole tangent about our flight, but basically our flight there got canceled because, well, it didn't get canceled. We were on the flight and they literally had tech issues. We waited on the tarmac. Then they were like, we got to go back. Someone's got to fix it. And then they extended our time to leave because we were the last flight out and it didn't end up working because they didn't sign the paperwork in time. So they had to deplane us. And then everyone and their mother was like,
you got on the plane and they made you get off?
Yeah. Wait, I didn't tell you that.
No.
No, dude, we were in our seats for like 45 minutes.
That is bullshit. I'd
and then we
so
literally
pissed.
Went back to the gate. We sat there for another maybe 20 or 30 minutes. They brought a mechanic on like in the plane.
Dude, you have bad luck with flights.
No, I don't because this has never happened to me. Don't say that out loud.
No. I'm just saying because like the last time you were telling us about the whole Jenna story.
That wasn't a bad thing. That was amazing.
I know, but
that was
also
like
I would be
world.
Annoyed if that girl was in front of me while I'm driving.
Yeah,
or
but
it's flying.
Hello? Where are we?
Malfunction. Hey, no, folks. But I feel like my flights are more smooth.
That's probably,
okay. So tell me.
Okay. Anyways,
but I do remember you texted me all weekend, and I felt like all you were saying was, "We're still waiting. Our flight got delayed.
Yeah,
this happened." Like I'm
well,
like, damn.
It was just it's because there was like storms, so I think that's what it was.
Oh,
but the mechanical issue, the literal screen that they see everything with, they were like, "Oh yeah, like that screen's out, so like we can't fly without it because we like literally would be flying blind."
Okay,
so
that's not
we can't
fun.
Do that. And I was like, thank you for not taking us.
Yeah, what the heck?
But so then I called them. We had to get our flights changed to a completely different airport and then drive to Vermont.
Okay.
Instead of where we were going to fly and meet up with everyone and go together. But so then we are flying back. And the flight that we had going back was from Boston to Chicago and then from Chicago to Orange County. Now, if you live in Orange County, it was raining on Saturday and we flew on Monday. The storm ended up being in the middle to East Coast-ish in those 2 days because the storm was going to like hit the East Coast, like New Jersey, Delaware, all of those states on Tuesday.
Okay.
So the storm was like making its way over. So we flew through the storm.
Oh my
towards
God.
The way, like the opposite way of the way it was moving.
Okay.
So they were like, oh yeah, there's like 100-something mile headwinds and we're going to go straight across them. And he was like, the pilot was like, not going to lie to you guys. We just came from that way and it was really rough. So going against it's going to be even worse. It's going to be really bumpy the whole time. If we can get service out, we will. Otherwise, you know, thank you for your patience.
Dude, I would start shitting my pants. Actually, I wouldn't care because you know how my flight.
Yeah, you're like, if I die, I die.
No, bitch. But I don't like when they announce it. I'd rather them not tell me.
Oh, no, I need to know what's going on. Okay, so especially because Zach and I were like the second to last row. So I was like, oh, my God, we're not even going to make it out of the exit if something happens to us.
Wait, what happened then?
So we take off and it's like immediately you look out the window and it's just cloudy. There's you can't see anything.
Okay.
We even go up to the elevation like 26,000 or whatever. Straight gray outside.
Just dark.
We were in a cloud the whole fucking time.
That's so scary.
That's okay. How bad it was.
That's scary. Okay.
No, I didn't like it. I closed the shade. I was yeah.
I wouldn't want to see that.
And it was a tiny plane because it was like 2 and 2.
Oh God.
And there was only probably like
100.
Dude, there was like 100 people on that flight.
Okay.
There was
a
flight attendant behind us. She was taking the flight back to somewhere else. Not even working. Besides the point, but that was just a tidbit. Anyways, we're on this freaking flight, and I'm not even kidding you. We were like,
dude,
just if you're listening, shaken about. I felt like I was
listening.
I felt like I was like one of those little balls in a protein shaker, and I was just like getting bounced around.
Gosh.
And at one point, I was like, because I'm not a nervous flyer, so I was like, okay, like whatever, turbulence is turbulence.
Yeah,
but I have never been shaken about that.
You were
much.
Actually nervous.
I mean, my palms were sweating. We literally, we literally dropped like 40 feet.
What the fuck?
We literally went like, foomp, and fell down.
So
and
if
then,
you weren't wearing your seatbelt, you'd just like lift out of your seat.
I mean, you could feel it.
Holy shit.
And then we got shaken to the side. So like we went down and then like to the right. And Zach literally like gripped his seat and he was like, fuck, and said it like really loud. And like everyone was kind of
I'm sure everyone said the same thing.
Well,
like,
yeah, but he's like, Zach usually will just get nervous, but he literally like got,
oh my
like,
God.
And so I had to look at him and I was like, it's okay. Like, it's okay. And I was like, literally, I was just looking at him. I was like, it's okay. And I was like holding his hand and I was like, it's okay. It's okay. And I was like, just breathe. I was like, it's okay.
Does he get flight anxiety?
Yes, dude. And I was nervous, but I had to just swallow that shit because it was like, I had to, because he gets way
like,
more nervous.
I would never want to fly with someone who's already like that. Like,
well, I just
it's
like
so hard.
So that's why I was like, okay, like I'm fine. My hands are sweaty, but like I know I'm gonna be okay. But I was like, I need
it's okay, but you're like dripping sweat.
And so I was like, it's okay, it's okay. And I was like telling him, reassuring myself as well, which is such a fucking perfect circle to us talking about our love languages, because words of affirmation definitely worked in that moment. I was like, words of affirmation, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I was like, we're okay. It's okay.
We're okay. I love you.
The whole time it was literally bumpy though. Like we landed and like we landed and it was pouring rain in Chicago. Like it looked like it was hailing.
Damn.
And
it
I
probably
actually,
was hailing. I
no,
think.
It was such heavy rain. That's the
oh
thing. I talked
gosh.
To my client who was actually in Ohio and he was like, yeah, no, yesterday was awful. And he's like, I can't believe you flew through that. And I was like, yeah, no, we flew through it. And he's like, oh my God, it was awful. Today
that's
it's been
so
pouring.
Scary. Oh my
but
gosh.
Like, it's just, it was a very interesting experience, but that was American Airlines. They were actually pretty nice about like rescheduling our flights and stuff. But we'll see how I actually feel when they refund me for having to pay for a rental car.
Did you go Karen on them? Cariña?
No,
you go
no. I called them like the second we
like
got.
They were just down to.
No, no. Yeah, like the second we were on the plane and I was already calling them to reschedule our flight.
Okay.
They were super accommodating. Actually, they almost got us on a flight the same day, but someone else was calling and took the flight.
Mm.
I was so mad.
Yeah, I feel like there's not much they can do when they're limited on seats and stuff.
Yeah, no. And like it was so bad that they were like, oh, yeah, we'll put you on like a 9 a.m. flight or whatever. And then they ended up.
So did they put you in a hotel room then?
No, we just went home because we were at St. Anna.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yep.
Okay.
No,
okay.
We just went straight up home.
Okay, okay, okay.
Anyways, that was fun.
Well, that was an Ellie's trip story.
Yeah.
She dropped 40 feet. That's freaking crazy.
It's okay. I'm back and I'm fine. Woohoo.
I'm
definitely
okay.
Not
okay.
I don't think I'll fly American Airlines again.
That's not their
but
fault.
I'll tell you this. No. But I don't like their scheduling.
Oh.
They overbook their flights. There's like 20 people on standby. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I did appreciate every person that worked there. I'll tell you this. Everyone that worked at American Airlines was so kind.
Yeah.
The lady on the phone, our call dropped and she literally called me back.
Oh, wow.
And she saved our flights that we were looking at so no one would take them. Like she was so sweet. The person at our connecting like the next morning, so sweet, literally got us on better seats. Someone actually gave us a better seat like themselves. He was like, oh, I don't need it, like you guys can take it, whatever.
Oh wow.
So it was just overall nice. Like good experience, shitty situation.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's my thing. But we promised you guys that we would do love languages last week. We said we would take our test.
We did. We took the test
And it's actually funny because I think we mentioned it, but we both have taken it before. Mm-hmm. And so we actually have our previous results and then we have our results from this time around.
I think we should go over the previous first.
Okay. So actually, you think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
so. I was going to say the opposite, but that works for me.
So
for, do you want to read mine and I read yours? Or do you want to read yours and I read mine? I'll read mine. Yeah?
Yeah, you read yours from, is this your previous one?
Yeah, this is my old one.
What year?
This is from, okay, actually, that's a good question. So I took this on August 23rd, 2022.
Okay.
Also, I'm dying because, like, tell me why this is the profile photo.
The doctor.
For this test.
Doctor Love Language.
Is that really his name?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it says my love languages. So 37% words of affirmation, which is pretty fitting because I still think that words of affirmation is.
She likes praise.
Well, when you talk to me nice, I like it. When you talk to me mean, I don't like it. Talk to me nice or don't talk to me at all, as Pop Smoke once said.
Five stars are nothing at all.
Oh my God. That's you. Through and through. Anyways, okay. Then it says physical touch, 27%. Quality time, 13%. Acts of service, 13%. And then receiving gifts, 10%.
So, like, basically, your top two big heavy hitters are words of affirmation and physical touch. Or back they were.
Then. Yeah,
they were.
Back then.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was
then
back then.
Read yours now. Or should I?
No. Read yours.
Read my old ones. Okay. Yeah, so this is my old. So I have two old ones and I'll do the more recent. So it's actually 2020 is the most recent.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So for me, I got also mine's not in percentages. Mine's ranked out of 10, I think. So I got 8 out of
10. Wait, 10? Oh, I get it now. I was like, what do you mean?
I think it's
from 1 to. Yeah. Now I get it.
Yeah. It says 8. It says numbers, not percentages. So, anyways, it says 8 quality time is the top, 6 acts of service.
Wait, quality time was the highest?
Yeah.
So 8 to 6.
What do you mean?
Like it was 8 and then your next closest was 6.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then physical touch.
So quality
touch.
Time, acts of service.
Mm-hmm.
Physical touch
was also a 6.
Oh, okay.
Then I'm pretty, like the last 4 is pretty, the thing is it's more like evenly distributed. My top was quality time, then the rest were acts of service, physical touch, receiving gifts, words of affirmation was my actual lowest on this one. But I don't think it's as accurate.
I feel like you're higher with words of affirmation.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
But this was also 4 years ago. So maybe it was different back then.
No, but also I took one in 2019.
Yeah.
And that one to me is more accurate. So I feel like I should read that one.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Let's hear it.
So that one is 9 acts of service, which makes sense for me because I love acts of service.
Yeah.
8 quality time, which makes sense. 8 words of affirmation, which also makes sense. And then 3 for receiving gifts and 2 for physical touch. That is weird.
Physical touch is that low?
That's what I'm saying. It's like so weird because it changed.
No, I feel like that doesn't make sense for you.
No.
I just keep hitting this mic with my freaking chin. Oh my God. Well, we're going to know which is mine now.
So.
Okay. Read your most recent ones.
Okay.
We just went over
so
yours.
My most recent.
Oh, wait. Actually, keep your old one up. I have your most recent one. And then.
Okay.
We
you're
going
to compare.
Up. Yeah. So then your top one this time around was acts of service.
Right.
At 31%.
Okay.
Then it was quality time at 28%.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had physical touch at 17%. Words of affirmation at 14%. And receiving gifts at 10%.
Yeah. That seems
so
right.
What are the ones that swapped completely?
I would say, let me see, acts of service. So quality time and acts of service have always been top in all 3 of them consistently.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
But the physical touch being so low throws me off.
Physical touch being so low on my first ever in 2019 is very weird.
I think you were like more independent back then. No, not that you're not independent,
but
I'm just saying.
Or sometimes like the questions just throw me off. And then
yeah.
I'm like, I think that's what it is.
The questions.
Yeah, I think the questions threw me off.
Yeah.
Because physical touch is definitely important to me.
I would say like if I was doing it for you, I would say this is pretty accurate.
The
I would
today,
say
today's version.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
I would say this is like, this is you
in a nutshell. Yeah.
120%. This
yeah,
is you
yeah,
in a
yeah.
nutshell.
Yeah. Like okay. Just do stuff for me.
Yeah.
What was
I'm
that
listening.
One? Don't buy me gifts. I mean, you can buy me gifts, but it's not going to like.
Okay. But we've talked about this. Gifts is not something that like, it's not a driver for you.
No.
Like you would prefer someone like spend time with
come
you.
Come over,
than,
hang out.
Yeah. Than just sending you a gift.
No. Yeah.
Like to you, that's like.
Time is the most valuable asset.
Yeah.
That's
you don't
why.
And you can't like you're not someone who likes to be bought. Like that's not your
no,
vibe.
Absolutely not.
Right. very different than the majority of people in Orange County.
Yeah.
Okay, so my comparison.
Me yours.
Wait, can you pull up my old one on your phone?
I don't have it.
I texted it to you.
Oh, you did, you did. Okay.
You silly goose.
This, okay.
So this time around, I think mine's wrong because I just, and I have a theory, Zachary. I have a theory.
Okay.
Okay. So this time it says,
Zachary.
It says quality time, 34%.
Okay.
Words of affirmation, 24%. Acts of service, 17%. Physical touch, 14%.
Whoa.
And receiving gifts, 10%.
So
what I just realized.
Receiving gifts is 10 for both of us.
Well, I just realized that.
What?
Our physical touch isn't that far off because mine's second to last year's is third. Anyways.
Yeah, it's definitely not top for me.
Okay, I think I do appreciate quality time. And I'm trying to think, like, do I value quality time over some of the other stuff? And I mean, I guess, like, I do appreciate, like, hanging out with people. I don't know, maybe I'm just becoming older and lazier. Because I think I do appreciate just, like, going over, like, example, like, Hemi and Nima. When we want to hang out with them, like, I don't necessarily want us to, like, go out to dinner and do all this stuff. Literally going to their house and just sitting and, like, playing a game is really fun to me.
Quality time with good people is, like, underrated.
Maybe it's right. But you know what it's crazy is because my old one, quality time was so much lower. It was at 13%. And I used to be a big words of affirmation and physical touch person. But Zach is actually, when we took this test a really long time ago, he's not a very, like, physical touch is not very high for him. Whereas physical touch is, like, it is something really important to me. So that's why it's shocking to me that it's so low on this, because I think I'm a really big physical touch person.
Yeah.
But I think I think maybe I confuse myself with the fact that I'm just a physical person, because I'm always like, ha 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 ha, or like whatever.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm confusing those, but I've always seen myself as like,
but
a hug means
you...
a lot.
Yeah, hug means a lot. Like, how do you, like, receive the love of a physical, like, physical touch to me is, like, just, like, cuddling, like, getting a hug, someone, like, rubbing your back, like, that kind of thing if you're having a bad day. Like, that to me is physical touch.
Yeah.
And that to me is so important for a partner.
But we did when we first saw our results, we were talking about this and I was like, I don't feel like physical touch is that, like, it should be that low for me. But then Miranda and I said this and I was like, damn, but I am thinking, like, what, like, she was like, oh yeah, like, I like to cuddle. I like to do this, whatever. And I was like, oh, like, I don't really, like, Zach and I don't really cuddle. And then she was like, what? And I was like, what do you
that
mean?
That was so shocking to me.
Sheik shack shocked. We don't cuddle, but it's because I live with him every day. I don't need to cuddle him every day.
See, I would, like, feel weird going to bed if I was in a relationship. And
would
we
you
were
be
not...
weird if I said that, like, I don't like his breath on me, so I literally put a pillow in between us because I don't want him to breathe on me?
Nelly.
We got a king size bed because we didn't want to be that close to each other.
You guys are cringe, bro.
No, because hear me out. Literally, Hemi and Nima are the same way. Lysandra and Anthony,
not you
same
calling
way.
Everyone out.
No, because we all talked about how once we got king size beds, how much better our lives were.
Dude.
No, dude. I swear, when you live with that person every day, like, I'm next to him all the time. Mind you, Zach is my favorite person.
I'm,
like,
all
he's
about
my
having
best friend.
Space, but I love being close to someone. Like, when I'm going to bed.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. But sometimes, okay, do you ever, like, get in bed and you're just, like, uncomfortable, you're hot, you're annoyed?
Yeah, there's moments, yes.
So I literally just turn away and I don't want him to touch me. You know what's actually really funny?
That's crazy.
Okay,
analogy.
You know what? This test is making a lot more sense as we break them apart. Okay, when... I forgot I did this.
What?
Okay, in the morning, Zach wakes up before me and, like, takes care of the dogs. And, like, one of my favorite things to do is... gets out of bed, I go and I put my legs out and I make a little L with my body and take up his side of the bed with my legs.
Why?
Because I'm so happy to have so much space.
Oh my God. I'd be like, where'd you go?
No.
Like, patting the bed.
No, dude, at that point, I truly am like, oh my God, this is so nice. There's no one in the bed.
Okay, yeah, I understand that. I have my moments with that too.
My bad.
But also, like,
but also there are days, but I was saying this to Miranda, there are days that, like, I'll just come home and just cuddle Zach or just, like, sit on him or whatever. But that's not every day. But every day I want him to tell me he loves me.
Because it's not. Oh, see,
every day. If he doesn't tell me he loves me,
I would not need to hear it.
I literally always go to Zach and I'm like, and it's actually something I do. I go, do you love me? And I'll just randomly say that. And he'll be like, of course I love you. And I'm like, are you sure?
Stop. You're one of those. Anneli.
I thought it was cute.
No, that's cringe.
What? How is it cringy? That's my love language.
Not you crying because I'm... No.
I was crying because you have water in your eyes. Your eyes are... Maybe your eyes are glossy.
What?
I'm not crying, actually.
Your eyes are watering.
Yeah, because your eyes are glossy.
Mine are fine.
You know when you see someone cry and then you cry? Does that happen to you?
Yeah, that does, but I'm not crying.
I thought you were soulless at a moment.
I think you're DeLulu right now. She's... DeLulu.
DeLulu. I know what it means. I don't think I'm DeLulu.
So Anneli,
didn't you know
needs
that words of affirmation are my love language? You can't speak mean to me.
So she's actually crying now, guys. No, I'm kidding. No. Anneli needs to know that
my eyes
he loves
watering.
Her. So for me, like, you do not have to repetitively tell me that you love me.
Okay,
like
I don't need you to tell me, but I think
you said every day you'd rather hear that than get a hug.
Okay, but what
like,
I mean
I'd rather
that,
go to bed cuddling than hear I love you every single night.
Do you just say bye? Do you just go bye? Or do you go like, bye, love you?
I'm not usually like a bye, love you kind of person.
I'm a bye, love you person. So is my sister.
You are like that. I'm not
I
like
do,
that.
I say that to you. I go, okay, bye, love you.
And then I usually say, do I say love you too? Yeah, I think I do.
I don't think I'll you say love you too. I don't think you I think you literally just get, because I always force you to give me a hug too.
That's true. That's true. I'm just really emotionally unavailable. No, relationships.
Yeah,
red flag.
Literally, red flag.
No. I definitely reciprocate when you say I love you.
Wait, how low was physical touch for you again?
It was third. Right? It was third. No, it was.
How
third.
Is that not your last one? I have the iPad upside
What do you
down.
Mean? I like it. I like physical touch. I don't really need.
Oh my god, Miranda! I have the camera open. Oh no, my millennial is showing. Okay, there we go.
What is going on?
I can't figure out technology. How do these kids do it? Okay. Okay, physical touch. Dude, I can't believe that words of affirmation are that low for you. So if someone tells you.
I don't need to hear it.
Okay.
Like, it's not, okay, what, like, what? If someone tells me what?
Go ahead. Someone tells you, like, they send you a long text and they, like, tell you how much they appreciate you and how smart you are and how capable you are and all these things, that matters less than if someone gave you a hug.
That is such a fucking bullshit comparison. You just said, if someone tells you they love you and appreciate you, and then you're like, give you a hug. Like, you gotta, like, balance them out a little bit.
Okay, maybe they give you a
hug and a back rub when I'm having a bad day, and they give me a kiss. And
okay,
then...
if you're having a bad day, you would prefer someone to give you a back rub than to, like, say something to you?
Yes, 100%.
And I see, the problem with me is, like, this is the same thing, and we have to do these personality tests, because I teeter in between the, like, I had my mic all the way on the other side. I teeter in between the introvert and extrovert. So, like, sometimes I want to be by him. Sometimes I don't want to be by Zach. And, like, that's where my thing changes, where I'm like, oh, I want hugs. Oh, I just want words.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
See how this is what's interesting for me. I'm mostly extroverted. Yeah. I already know this about myself, but I can be introverted at times. But regardless, the person that I'm with, the partner that I'm with.
Yeah.
I don't care what mood I'm in. I still want to be. Why are you going cross-eyed?
Sorry, there was a feather around you.
You're so ADHD.
No, Miranda, I literally was like,
your eyes went cross-eyed.
Did it really? Whoopsies. Okay, regardless of the partner you're with.
Regardless of my mood or introvert, extrovert, if I'm with someone that I love, I want to be around them physically always. Like, doesn't matter. Like, even if I'm in a bad mood, like, if I'm pissed off, like, don't touch me. But, like, that's different. Like, if he knows how to, like, bring it out of me, make me less upset, I would want him to, like...
Damn, I wish Zach was here to answer for me. Because I
like,
do think,
like... Say you're in a bad mood.
I'm usually...
Actually, I think I already know the answer to this. And okay. Zach was, like, trying to, poke you and joke with you. And
why are you,
like,
poking me when I'm annoyed?
See, that's so not me. I would start laughing. I would just start laughing.
Bitch, you're annoyed at him and he's like...
Okay,
and
not,
you laugh?
Not like that, dude. He has to do it in the right way, but it's like... she's like, what's the right way to poke
shock.
You?
Also, have you guys heard the Shake Shack Shock trend thing? It's so old and people have been
doing it. It's a song. Let's
whatever,
play
but
it.
It's a
Should
trend.
We play it?
Yeah, just for the people on the podcast who might not know.
Okay, so it's an Arabic song.
Yeah, but there you have to get to the...
Okay, hold on. Let me pull it up.
Yeah, you got to get to the... Pull up the subtitles or captions or whatever. Wouldn't that help you?
It's in Arabic.
Can't you read?
Not like that.
Oh, man. Oh.
Hold on. Ready?
We can't play that. Wait.
Okay. That's what. So Anneli's been saying Shake Shack Shocked.
Okay, because there's a trend going on and people like use that sound and then they like talk about like, I don't know, like your husband, you told your husband to take the trash.
Shocked.
Yeah, like you told your husband to take the trash out and it's still there or something. Shake Shack Shocked or like whatever. Like,
no way. I've never knew that it was a trend.
Again, we have really different for you pages.
Yeah, you got to send me one.
Yeah.
You got to start sending me shit. Wait, first of all, you don't even have a TikTok.
Shake Shack Shocked. I'm saying it into her phone. So
you don't even have a TikTok.
I know.
So it's an Instagram trend?
See, that's what I'm saying. It must be old because if it's made it to Reels.
Yeah, dude. It's old. But also, can you send it to me next time so I can like have it on my For You
page?
Yeah.
I'll send it to you.
We have to have our For You page like sync up like our periods.
I think maybe we should make our podcast one. I start looking at the things I look at. You start looking at the things you look at. And it's not just food.
We just send it to the
podcast.
Because
literally
account.
When you're on our fucking profile, you look at recipes.
It's literally food.
Dude, Miranda will use.
I look at recipes and I never cook them.
She literally uses our freaking account and sends herself recipes from Instagram accounts. And I don't know why.
But I never cook them.
Don't understand is how do we have a bunch of food bloggers on our business one? We don't even follow anyone. And like the two people we follow, which is us
too,
don't have anything
to do with
that. It's
like suggested for you. It's like this recipe for like a fucking.
No, it's literally all the ones that it shows. And it's a bunch of food. Like it's literally like easy one pot recipes. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I just bit my mic.
No, you didn't. Wait, actually?
No, not actually. Wow. My teeth.
I'm hungry.
No, but I never cook, so that's what's funny about it. Is like I literally don't ever. I just save a shit ton of recipes.
Yeah, no, you love that orange chicken from Trader Joe's. This bitch. I literally was like, I was FaceTiming her one time, and she's like, oh, I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten anything, and I was like, oh, like what are you making? And she's like, I fucking love that orange chicken from Trader Joe's. And then I was like, oh, okay. And she literally was just. Frying it up.
Stir frying
it. Yeah, but well, I forget you were eating something else in the meantime. You were like, this is just a snack. And I was like, what the fuck are you eating?
Maybe hummus.
No, I think it was like was it cheese maybe? You were eating something. And I was like, what
are
you?
Always eating something.
Yeah, she's a snacker.
For sure.
But anyway, yeah, no, we need to start making our For You page on that better because I think it's just all food because I think you looked up one fucking food recipe, accidentally signed in as Bareface Banter one time, and now it's all that.
It just comes up.
But yeah, that Shake Shack Shock has been stuck in my day. In my mind all day.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was like, Miranda, we're Shake Shack Shocked at our results.
Mm-hmm.
And time. Then anything, I'm just like, Shake Shack Shocked?
I'm actually not that, to be honest, I'm actually not that shocked about my results.
Were you shocked about mine at all?
Nah.
You know what would have been
knowing
cool?
Who you are, not really.
What would have been, what is that supposed to
not,
mean?
Not, that came
don't
out
hold the fuck up. Wait a minute.
That came out
that
so
That sounded
wrong.
Like an insult. Knowing you makes a lot of sense. Like, okay.
I swear I didn't mean it anyway. I just like knowing like because I've known you for a while now. So like knowing who you are and how you are with Zach and stuff.
Mm.
I don't.
So you're not shocked at your results. I'm kind of shocked at my results, but I kind of came to the realization that you're right. Like knowing who I am with Zach and everything, like my results make sense.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think yours made sense. I feel like the only
mine
thing
makes sense for sure.
The only thing that kind of surprised me was what was it? Because there was one part of it, and I was like, "Oh, really?" On yours, oh yeah, the words of affirmation being low, but then knowing you, it makes sense. But like, it's still shocking to me that you are that way. Like that shocks me
because honestly, sometimes words make me like.
They're kind of icky to you. You're right. Yeah. You didn't even have to say that out loud. I read your freaking mind. Because literally sometimes when people say things, you're like, ew. You've already said I was cringe like 6 times. So I guess that makes
I don't
sense.
Need to hear it. Just show me.
Well, I'm the same way. Like sometimes if Zach and I argue, I'm like, don't tell me. Just show me.
Yeah.
Like just change.
Yeah. No, not only that, but like show me that you love me when you don't need to tell me.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's nice to hear it. I will say that it's nice to hear like I love you and like I appreciate you is
maybe
big
I'm
for
just,
me.
I'm just
I do say
so
that a lot. Like I tell people I appreciate them and I also like when they tell me the same.
Yeah.
But I just feel like
it's not your most
it better
important
with
thing.
Action. Yeah.
It's not your most important thing, 100%.
For sure. So,
well, that's a good segue into our thoughts for thoughts, because yeah, it's still relationship related.
It is.
And so our thoughts for thoughts.
If your love language doesn't work out.
Yeah.
How would you break up with someone, and how would you prefer to be broken up with?
Yeah. So, okay. So I'll go first, but I think that if the person's like toxic and you got into it not knowing they were toxic, but then it like turned really like gross, I would totally be fine doing it over text.
I mean, that's just completely disrespectful to me, but I guess it makes sense if it's
okay,
a toxic
person. But if
they're
like really toxic, they're like literally insulting to you.
Also, it depends on how long you've been with this person. Is it a full relationship? Is it a situationship? Like,
okay, but I was in a like almost 2-year relationship that was really, really toxic and like borderline abusive emotionally and everything. And so over text was the best option because I was like, I'm
like
not going to let you continue. Well, no, I'm just not going
to
let you continue to degrade me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing that to myself. Not to mention, I'm not going to put myself in a physically dangerous spot.
No,
so, like,
that
I wasn't
sense.
That I was fully like, I'm not going to put myself in that position. Like,
also,
especially
too,
on,
sometimes it gets a lot harder when you do have to do it in person because,
yeah,
you know that there's like some sort of power that they have over you.
Yeah.
And then, yeah,
exactly.
I get that. I get
Cause,
that.
Because I do
that.
Like, I always feel bad for people. Like,
yeah,
I always give people the benefit of the doubt. I always feel bad for them. So,
no, I get
yeah,
that.
But I would definitely prefer to do it in person because I think like that's a good way to like get closure and talk. And I think like hearing people out is really important. But if someone was toxic and like if I was so done with someone or like if someone cheated on me, like you are getting a text. You're not even going to get the luxury of seeing my face. So fuck you.
Okay. Well,
that's my answer.
How would you prefer someone did it for you?
I want to hear your answer first.
Well, how I would do it?
Yeah. Because I think I mean, you kind of alluded to it, but I'm curious.
What do you think?
I think you would do it in person.
100%.
Because you're just a big respect person.
I'm a respect person. Not always. It doesn't have to be in person. It could be over the phone.
Yeah.
But I'm big on like tone and.
Yeah. You don't think text shows tone very often.
I hate texting.
Yeah.
With,
you prefer.
When it's
yeah,
something
exactly.
That has to do with emotions. Texting should absolutely not, like, when we're texting and it's laughing, that's fine. Laughing,
yeah,
text,
yeah,
like you can hear, okay, something that could be perceived as negative,
yeah,
over text is very tricky.
Yeah,
because I don't know, I would rather just pick up the phone. It's much harder,
yeah,
to do it over the phone because
totally.
You have to,
one, I feel like it takes so much more out of you because you have to be like extra sensitive because they can't see your reaction to things.
Yeah,
so you kind of have to be like a little bit more eggshell.
Over text or over the phone?
Over the phone, because they can't see you.
Yeah, but also not only that.
In person's
like,
definitely the easiest. In the way of them seeing the way you mean it, is what I'm saying.
Also, I'm just like thinking back, like I haven't actually like had to do it too much. So it's hard. Like the times that I have broken off relationships.
Have you ever been broken up with?
Yes, I have.
Shut up.
I have. And it was devastating. It was devastating. I was very upset.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've never been broken up with.
Really?
No, I've always just been the one.
Huh.
But I think it's because, like, the one time I think I, like...
But it wasn't, like... Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
I was going to say that it wasn't, like, for a... The reasoning was kind of situational, not because of us, which made it harder.
Elaborate.
I don't know if I want to get into the details, but basically what was going on in his life was didn't allow him to be with me at the moment. So
that's different.
It was
hard.
That's
totally
it was hard
different.
Because he wanted to, but and I was like willing to like go through it with him. And he was like, I don't want you to be through that. Like,
aww,
put you through that.
Damn.
And that's what made it harder. I was like, damn, he's putting my feelings first, my life first.
Yeah,
like,
that's very important to you.
It was hard.
Damn.
Because I wanted him to do that, but I also was like, I really want to be with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
like, stop giving me that fucking out. I don't want to go out. I want to go out with you.
I know.
No, but the one time that like I could have gotten broken up with, but I broke up with him first. I beat him to the
She's
fucking
like,
finish
I
line.
Beat that motherfucker.
Yeah, I fucking did. He cheated on me with one of my friends.
Oh, wow.
And she and I, well, we're not friends. Well, we weren't friends. We are friends now. Like, we're friendly and friends. But like before, we didn't like each other because it was like,
how long ago was this?
Oh, I was like a teenager.
Okay.
I was like in high school.
Okay.
And if she ever hears this, she's gonna know exactly who she is because we always joke about it.
Okay.
But he, like, we knew that he liked both of us, but he like technically he was like talking to me first, but then he started talking to her at the same time. So like the timelines got messy and he was two timing. And there was a time that we literally, we were at the mall And he was splitting his time with the both of us at the mall, and we had no idea.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
Dude, you have to go into this story later.
Oh, okay, I will. This will be the topic for next week then to talk about that.
Oh my God, please,
I will love
dude.
To put this motherfucker on blast.
Oh my God.
Best part is like later on.
Because I also have a two-timing story, so maybe we'll go into that next episode.
Oh, I would love that. And honestly, these two-timers. I'm going to leave some little sprinkles so you guys have to listen to it.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
This motherfucker.
Do you know who Sprinkle Sprinkle is?
No.
Dude, we so have different For You pages.
I don't know who that is. Miranda,
guys, if you're watching, please comment down below if you know who the Sprinkle Sprinkle girl is. She's freaking hilarious.
We're gonna have to look that up later, but my point was that this fucker came around when I was like 19 and was like, hey, like I saw you working mortgage too, like how are you doing, you look great.
Of
and I was like
do.
Fuck you,
you should have been like, of course I do, you knew I would.
I looked great then too, motherfucker. We both did. The best part was, yeah, I dumped him before he could dump me, because I was like, I found out. And it wasn't even just with that, it was actually with one of my best friends too. I ended up finding out from the girl that he was hooking up with one of my friends.
Oh my God.
I didn't
men.
End up staying friends with her, but with this girl I was, and we still talk every once in a while and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. She knows who she is. We see each other at cycling classes all the time.
Wow.
Yep. Anyways, y'all, you got to tune in for next week. Yeah, and then we didn't mention how you would prefer it, but my answer is pretty simple. I would prefer it in person.
Yeah. The same way I would give it is the way I prefer it.
Yeah, same.
It.
Yeah.
Like I'm just thinking, like, I don't think I've ever really been like broken up over text.
Yeah, no.
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 No. I've always either at least been, it's always been like at least a phone call or in person.
Yeah. I think that's like the decent thing to do.
Yeah.
If you date someone who's got decorum, that's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, text that motherfucker and go, sheek, shack, shock
hang
him.
Up.
Did you hear what I said?
No. What'd you
I
say?
I said, sheek, shack, shock him.
Good one. Good one.
Well, guys, thank you for listening, watching, however you are viewing, listening to us. We appreciate it. Miranda, actually, I noticed that you said thank you. We appreciate it. And then when I was watching it back, I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet. I like, that's so kind of her
see,
to say
I
that.
Give out words of affirmation. I just
oh
don't
my God, necessarily... wait, that makes sense. That's why I liked it.
Yeah.
Because words of affirmation are hard for me.
I told you.
Wow. I guess I didn't realize it. But anyway, yeah. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting us. It sounds so lame because like it's not like we're like, but I mean, it's been.
Why does it sound lame?
I don't know. We're almost to 10 episodes, you guys. Like, it's kind of crazy.
That's dedication.
And,
it's not
well, I'm
lame.
Just, I'm very thankful for the people that have listened for so
yeah,
long.
Yeah, guys, we appreciate it.
Yeah, the people that tune in, I guess you could say, every week.
Tune in. The people that look forward to it. The people that text us if we
yeah,
upload late.
It's so sweet.
My mom was like, where's the episode? Part, where is the episode?
Sorry, Mom.
It's okay.
I locked myself
out
of my computer.
We got it out.
But we post every Thursday. Obviously, follow us on Instagram, all of the socials, but Instagram specifically, because we post funny clips. If you don't have the time to sit down and listen or watch the whole thing, or if you listen to it and you want to see funny videos of it and you don't want to watch the whole thing over, go to Instagram, because yeah, we usually put funny ones.
We usually try to pick the videos that are more visual, so that if you are listening to the audio,
yeah,
you can
yeah, yeah,
get a more of a visual feel of like what we were doing behind the
yeah,
scenes.
Yeah, like the phone thing from last week.
That's you coming can, up tomorrow.
Yeah, you're gonna see that. But yeah, so we'll see you next week, and thank you for listening.
Bye, guys.
Bye.